90% of the expulsions from British grammar schools are boys. We cannot expect men to come to maturity in Christ in a classroom environment. Although reading, study, sermons, and classes can help, these academic exercises cannot penetrate to the hidden places in a man's heart. But discipleship can, because it's teaching by example. Christ didn't hand out a study guide. He demonstrated a life pleasing to God. His example, even more than his words, produced 11 men who shook the world. That is why a man who has sat in church for 30 years without much life change will be suddenly transformed after going on a mission trip. Men are changed by what they experience, not necessarily by what they are told. Discipleship in the local church takes many forms. It may be a small group with a regular meeting time, or a one-to-one between believers over coffee at Denny's. The common denominator? It's not one smart person imparting knowledge to the masses. It's one follower helping another. Or it's a band of believers sharing their lives and following Jesus as a team. These are the ancient ways of propagating the Christian faith. Less efficient, but more effective. We think that any small gathering of Christians is an example of discipleship. Not so. Genuine discipleship takes place only when the members of the group are spurring one another on. A spur in the flank hurts. When iron sharpens iron, sparks fly. They must know each other deeply, trust each other implicitly, and be willing to speak the truth even when it hurts. Men learn by example. We can preach and teach until we are a horse, but men will not mature in Christ until we rediscover discipleship. We cannot simply graft discipleship onto our existing model of church. We must build the new church upon it. At the conclusion of the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 28, verses 19 and 20, Jesus gave his followers three responsibilities. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. Our orders are simple. 1. Make disciples. 2. Baptize them. And 3. Teach them to obey Christ's commands. Today's church has reversed this process. We teach a lot of people, baptize some, but produce very few genuine disciples. What can you do? First, be discipled. Come under the guidance of another more mature Christian, of your gender, and ask him or her to disciple you for a short time. Ask for mentoring in a specific area. If there are already discipleship groups in your church where folks truly...